The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Boy, talk about different stories in the so-called Christian community. Listen to how diverse these two stories are. Here's number one, headline. Baptist Church makes history, calls transgender pastor. It's an Ohio church making national news, national history. Baptist Church make history, calls transgender pastor. Now, please remember what you and I have discussed often. There is no scientific evidence that transgenderism actually exists. Gender dysphoria, gender confusion, yes. And that huge, huge, huge research study that was released, I think it was 2 weeks ago now, again, proves there is no gay gene, there's no transgender gene. So this whole transgender thing is an emotional choice. And it indicates a person who is confused about their gender. So just remember that. Anyway, here's the story. An Ohio Baptist church this summer called a transgender pastor to lead its church, making it one of the few Baptist congregations in the United States to be led by a minister who has a gender identity different from their birth gender. Peace Community Church called Erica Sanders, a graduate of Wake Forest University School of Divinity, and then held an official welcoming service this month for Sanders. The congregation was founded as First Baptist Church of Oberlin, Ohio, in July of 1866 and is affiliated with the Baptist Peace Fellowship of North America. Never heard of them. The Association of Welcoming and Affirming Baptists, I have heard of them. The Alliance of Baptists, I've heard of them. And the American Baptist Church of the Rochester Genesee region. That's New York. Well, wait a minute, I thought it was an Ohio church. They are. But they had to go all the way to an American Baptist convention in New York to be able to find someone that they could identify with. If I remember correctly, First Baptist Church of Granville, Ohio, did basically the same thing because the Ohio Conservative Baptist or American Baptist kicked them out, basically. The Pastoral Search Committee reviewed 16 candidates and narrowed it down to two, Baptist News Global reported. The chairman of the pulpit committee said both candidates were very strong candidates, but Erica stood out as a candidate with unique strengths. Bright, compassionate, faith-filled, and spirit-led with a loving presence. Isn't that interesting? Not one word about her love for Scripture, her love for Jesus. The very first thing, bright, compassionate, faith-filled, whatever that means, spirit-led, whatever that means, with a loving presence. She showed as much interest in each of us as we did in her. Again, what is omitted is what's fascinating. Not a word about her dedication to Scripture, the Bible, and so forth. The welcoming letter said Sanders, quote, is one of the first openly trans women ordained in Baptist life. The letter from the church said that her passions include preaching. Doesn't say what. The study of Christian origins and LGBTQ education and advocacy. The congregation changed its name to Peace Community Church in 2000. The name, it says, reflects the evolving nature of the church and better communicates the church's mission. That mission, it says, is to reflect a vision for the church that understands work for peace and justice and a commitment to build a community that welcomes, nurtures, challenges, and encourages all. Evangelism? Nah. Calling people to repentance? Nah. Salvation? No. Works for peace and justice, and welcomes, nurtures, challenges, and encourages all. That's one story right here in Ohio. And then there's this story. Headline: hundreds gather in Orlando to celebrate Jesus delivering them from the LGBTQ lifestyle. Hundreds of people gathered in Orlando over the weekend for the Freedom March, an event featuring men and women who say Jesus delivered them from the LGBTQ lifestyle. The men and women call themselves overcomers. More than 400 people marched at the event, shouting as they walked, "Freedom in Christ, it's so nice." And when I say Jesus, you say freedom. Now, someone might say, there were only 400 of them. This was a national march and there were only 400 of them. Well, before we become critical at all, many on the liberal left say none of these people exist because, we've been told for the last 20 years, if you are a homosexual, you're born that way. If you're a lesbian, you are born that way. If you're a bisexual, you are born that way. If you're a transsexual, you are born that way. And there's nothing you can do to change it. You must embrace it. And that's why several states and several cities have passed laws that make it illegal to try to help someone who is confused about their sexuality. Well, again, this blockbuster study that was released 2 weeks ago throws a huge hole into that argument. In fact, it destroys that argument that we have heard for at least the last 20 years. So the fact that 400 people gathered in Orlando and testified that they have been changed, they have been delivered. Churches and local ministries set up booths and tents at the Lake Eola Park event to support the Freedom March. Now, I love this. Listen to this. The march was organized by Angel Colon and Luis Javier Ruiz, both men who survived the shooting at the Orlando nightclub Pulse in 2016. Remember that? And, of course, at the time, all of the news media reported that shooting was because it was a homosexual nightclub. We found out later that had nothing to do with it. The shooter did not shoot these people because they were homosexual. That had nothing to do with it. But that was the, you know. Anyway, these two men were out and out, loud and proud, homosexuals. They survived that shooting. Quote, since the shooting, both men abandoned homosexuality and started a ministry called Fearless Identity. Fearless Identity helps churches as they try to share God's word with the LGBTQ community. Javier Ruiz said this, and I love this, it's not a gay to straight thing. It's a lost to saved thing. Isn't that great? It's not a gay to straight thing. It's a lost to saved thing. Most of the event's leaders have abandoned the LGBTQ lifestyle. The event's worship leader, Edward Byrd, shared that he formerly identified as androgynous before he became a Christian. The Freedom Arch's founder, Jeffrey McCall, said he was a former transgender prostitute. The Uprooted Heart founder, MJ Nixon, who baptized people at the event, said she was a former lesbian. The event included a moment of silence for the 49 people killed in the June 2016 shooting at the Pulse nightclub. Speakers told attendees that God loves gay people, but to change your lifestyle, you first have to follow Jesus. Ruiz, one of the organizers, said, "God wants all your heart, not just your sexuality. Remember, don't make freedom your God. Make Christ Jesus your freedom." The first Freedom March took place in May in Washington, D.C. This was the second. They're going to head to Georgia in October for another march, and they're planning another visit to Washington, D.C. in May of next year. The Freedom March. Over 400 people gathered to celebrate their freedom in Christ. The takeaway from that, I love that. It's not a gay to straight thing. It's a lost to saved thing. Wise words. Wise, wise words. All right. I hope we will have a few more wise words to finish the program today. Stay tuned. Last break. We'll be back.
This is Bob Burney Live.
They're coming back. They're coming back. Yes, they are. Who? Larry and Bob. Aaron, do you have any idea who Larry and Bob are, that they're coming back? Do you have any clue at all who Larry and Bob are?
Larry and Bob.
Larry and Bob. They're coming back.
Your old morning show co-host?
No. Larry the Cucumber and Bob the Tomato.
Oh, okay. Now I know.
Now do you know?
Yes.
VeggieTales. Yeah, VeggieTales. Is it Larry the Cucumber and Bob the Tomato, or is it Bob the Cucumber and Larry the Tomato?
I think you had it right the first time.
I think it's Larry the Cucumber and Bob the Tomato. Did you ever see those when you were little?
No.
You didn't?
I didn't have cable.
They were out on VHS. You do
30
remember,
years ago?
You do remember VHS, don't you?
Yeah, but were VeggieTales around 30 years ago?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, they were, I think. Well, I think so.
Okay.
I think they were. Anyway, Phil Vischer, the VeggieTales characters came out of the very fruitful imagination of Phil Vischer. And they just exploded on the scene. Enormous success. Everybody loved VeggieTales. They were Bible stories told with dancing, jumping, singing vegetables. I mean, talk about something that was absolutely doomed to failure. Well, it wasn't doomed to failure. They were incredibly successful. And they kept expanding. In fact, they expanded too fast. If you follow the story of Phil Vischer, talk about mountaintops and valleys. He raised millions of dollars and put out a major movie. I think it was Jonah. I think it was in the movie theaters. It was a flop. I thought it was good. I thought it was a good movie, but it lost money. And he got into financial problems, and he sold out to somebody. I don't remember who he sold out to, some secular company, and they started taking it off in a direction. And anyway, somehow, some way, and I don't know all the details, and I don't need to, but he has control again of VeggieTales and Big Idea Entertainment. That was the company. And they're making a comeback. Quote, in October, A new generation will have a fresh slew of VeggieTale adventures as the animated series returns through a partnership between TBN, Big Ideas Content Group, and NBC Universal. But listen to this, and I think this is what's interesting in the story. But the show's original fans aren't the only ones who have grown up. So has Phil Vischer, VeggieTales creator and creative lead on the new series. Vischer says he is leaning on spiritual maturity and lessons learned from the past to take the 18-episode series deeper. And then he goes on and makes some fascinating observations. He says, "We haven't explained to kids how they're part of a bigger story. The gospel has been turned so often into just tips for a better marriage or tips to get through college without becoming an atheist. So kids are running to the Avengers. They're running to Harry Potter. They're running to Star Wars. They want to be a part of a big story, and we've lost the ability to excite them that the gospel is a big story. That's what I've been trying to do with my most recent projects. Let's tell the big story of the Bible and get kids excited about it again. It's so much easier to teach morality. It's so much easier to just tell a Bible story, pull a moral value out of it, and end with a Bible verse. There's value in that. That's kind of where everybody starts. But if you stop there, you're favoring the kids that are really good at following rules, and you're discouraging the kids who aren't because you never actually get to the message that leads to regeneration, that leads to new life, that leads to the fruit of the Spirit. And that is the core of the gospel. So that's what I wanted to do. I want to actually explain the whole faith to kids. Rather than just saying, this is how the Bible wants you to behave, saying, this is the story that the Bible places you inside of, which is the gospel. It's better for the long-term health of the church, and it's better for kids and their sanity. So the new VeggieTales series is going to be more gospel-oriented, telling the kids not just how to be good with good. And by the way, the stories had good morality, and it was such a great alternative to the cartoons and so forth, but they really didn't give the gospel. Well, evidently Phil Vischer has grown up and matured. And I am surprised that NBC Universal wants to be a part of this project. And I just pray that the message will be relational, age appropriate, but filled with the power of the gospel. So this is coming out in October. VeggieTales are returning. I think that's good news. My children, grandchildren are too old for that now, but there is an entire new generation that can benefit from the wonderful Bible stories that VeggieTales portrays in such a wonderfully creative way. So pray for them as they roll out the new VeggieTales. I think that's good news. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful evening. Pray for us. We've got our big golf tournament first thing tomorrow morning. It's a sellout. It's going to be a great, great day. Pray it's a blessing and an encouragement to every one of the pastors who attends. Have a great evening, folks. But please, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.